Gochujang, or red chili paste, is a spicy, savory, and sweet fermented condiment popular in Korean cooking. It is naturally fermented over years in changdok, or clay pots on an elevated stone platform in the backyard. Luckily for us, we don't need years or a backyard changdok to develop our gochujang flavor. So then and now, our world and everything in is constantly being fermented over years and years in a giant changdok under a lid of culture and lifestyle. What besides gochujang can the test of time stay hot or not? Here to decide with me, Alex the plus plus gochu, Amanda the time traveling gochu, Michael the latte's horse gochu, and I, Chad, the spiciest gochu in the universe. Together with the Gochujang game for Korean Americans closing and opening channel leagues wherever we please. Okay, so this mini pepper episode, we're gonna be doing our favorite K-pop group,
Baby Baby,
officially known as Baby Monster or Baemon. Okay, so they debuted recently. It was like what, just a few days ago? I think it was like 2 days ago or something.
I think the music video came out like 7 days ago.
So, 7 days ago. Okay, never mind. All right. And so we all watched the music video. We all listened to their one song called Batter Up. Okay, so what are you guys thinking?
Better up.
You don't tear them apart, no.
I don't think it's our favorite group.
I mean, yeah, officially our favorite group is Blackpink. Everyone knows that. I was making a joke.
Well, even jokingly, it's not our favorite group.
Yeah, it's our favorite meme group. But now it's a real group.
No, it's not even our favorite meme group. It's okay. Not our favorite anything group.
I mean, I like their song. It's kind of catchy, I would say. The first time around, I don't really like it. The second time hearing it, maybe because I'm like more familiar with it, I'm just like, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know. But I just keep thinking, they all look so mature for their age.
Yeah. I never guess that they're like 14.
Yeah.
It's definitely makeup, right? It's definitely the way the makeup, the clothes, their attitude.
Yeah, like the outfit, yeah. And just like, you know, like the dance moves. It has a different vibe from NewJeans.
Yeah. Yeah. NewJeans is more like little sister. This is more like little sister you don't want. Right? Like NewJeans, like little sister, I want this one. I was like, no, thank you.
It is Monster, right?
That's yeah, name. That's true. And they're the monsters of the world. You know,
yeah, say that.
I have some qualms about this group. You know, I have a lot of notes. So I spent the whole day listening to Batter Up on repeat. Similar to what I did with Flower when Jisoo first came out with Flower. I just listened on repeat the whole day, and then I listened to Blackpink's debut songs, so Boombayah and Whistle, and I compared the two, and there's similarities to it, right? And also if you look at Jisoo's old interview, she says this is recorded. She says that one of their names before pre-debut, one of the names in circulation was Baby Monster for Blackpink.
What?
Yeah. So that's like more evidence and proof that YG just. It was not, wait, YG, right?
Yeah.
YG is just, you know, recycling and just like making a new group, girl group that's like younger with younger members, but like with the same kind of like idea, themes, you know, song choice, feel and vibe. It's a rinse repeat, but with younger members. And now instead of four people, they have seven people just in case, you know?
Well, six, yeah. Right?
I think.
Well, seven, one girl is still on the break, the main leader.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
She's on break, but she wasn't part of the first song.
I know she wasn't part of the first, yeah. But she's still apparently officially still part of the group, which is kind of weird. Yeah.
Yeah, that's also very confusing.
It is. Like, yeah, very confusing. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what's confusing is Baby Monster has 3.76 million subscribers already.
Is that a lot?
That's not a lot.
It's not. Their first video just came out.
Yeah, but it's only been like a week since they debuted.
Yeah, But also, it's like their big, the big YG group of the new generation, and that's the thing too. Like they say that this group and song is supposed to be the represent of the new generation. It even has that line there in towards the end of the music, the song, but they had that, their little dance, happy like Blackpink kind of, you know, Blackpink has that thing.
It is
very Blackpink esque, right?
Yeah,
it's very, very, very.
Yeah, it's like the one of those songs in Blackpink, the one where like where they shoot the missile. Oh man, I forget the name. Don't. It's kind of like that at the end too. It's like they have like a march. Yeah, they have like a march sequence at the end, like, you know.
No, that's Kill This Love.
Kill This Love. That's a good one. Yeah, that's Kill This Love. Yeah, yeah.
The true fan.
He won the quiz.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's like Kill This Love. The march, like happy dance sequence at the end. It's like exact same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt that YG hopes that Baby Monster becomes the next
Blackpink. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now instead of four people, it's seven.
Yeah. Oh, or six. But they've been losing revenue. With like Blackpink on the way out, and they're hoping that BB Monster makes up for that.
Yeah, yeah. And now instead of one Thai, there's two Thai members.
Yeah, then two Japanese members. But I don't think any of the members have the same star power as any of the Blackpink members. And I'm trying to be very, very like non-biased, objective. Obviously, already knowing Blackpink members are all like superstars.
How do you know, like, in like 5 years, you know, being like, oh, BB Monster's the best, and like, oh, Blackpink, they're all old people, like how you deal with Son Yoshida?
I mean, it could be like that, but I didn't really see any of them that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, while I was watching the music video, they really just overlapped a lot with Blackpink.
Yeah.
Like, there were like a couple times when I was like, oh, she could be, or like, she's like a younger version of Jennie. Or she could be a younger version of Lisa.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But I'm trying to think back to when I first listened to Blackpink's song. And I don't think I actually listened to a lot of their very first album when it came out.
Okay. So you weren't into Whistle and Bumbaya?
No. Oh,
okay. I was really into that. But also, it's a little biased too, because, like, you know, in Bumbaya, they say, and also both of the songs, they say Oppa, right? They're talking about Oppa.
Oh, that's how they got you?
They got me. Yeah, that's how they got me. Yeah.
Well, here they'd be saying, like, Audra C or something like that.
It'd be weird to say Oppa in this one.
Yeah, that'd be kind of creepy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the creepiness factor, it's just like, you know, I know their names like Baby Monster. But, like, it's really kind of weird, like, how they're, like, going into, like, the school stuff. I don't know. It's just, like, a little off-putting.
Oh, so, like, they're dressing up in, like, school outfits? Is that's weird?
Yeah, they're on the school bus with, like, stuffed animals, and they're, like, dancing in the classroom. It's, like, a little, like,
I mean, New Jeans did that, too.
They were dancing in, like, Defiance in the classroom. It's different. It's just, like, a location.
Okay, all right. Someone's a New Jeans fan.
No, I'm just saying it's like a little different.
A little different? Okay. Well, I mean, the idea of the song is nice. Like, batter up, like, they're next, you know? That's the feeling I got after listening to it a million times today. Is that, like, we're on the plate now. It's our turn to hit a home run. You feel me?
No, that's a good way to put it.
But the issue I have with... Okay, let me give Baby Monster a compliment sandwich. Okay, so that's cool, the song and all. But then the issue I have is that they're coming off too strong. They're coming off too badass, you know, in the beginning, in their first song. Like, they're saying, like, we're here, B. Like, I'm the baddest. Remember me? I'm like, no, I don't remember. I don't even know who you are. And they're like, you know, I'll fuck you up kind of thing, kind of attitude. Like, and there's like one line in Korean. It's like, if you know who I am, like, get out of the way kind of thing. It's like, I don't know who you are. And so when I was listening to Blackpink's first two songs, Whistle and Bumbaya, like, they have it's not really attitude, they have swag, they don't have attitude, and they're not aggressive like Baby Monster is. They're more like, it's a little more humble, and it's more like, there even is a line in Blackpink's songs where it's kind of like, Like, let's go. Let's do this. It's like more like that attitude than like, get out of the way. So I feel like
maybe they're telling Blackpink to get out of the way.
I know, but like, I feel like that's like being too much, too strong, too early. Like, they you got to earn that over time. And then, because then later on, like, then like Blackpink does like, you know, the Kill This Love, Shut Down, like these like really badass songs that have that attitude. And that's like a little bit more aggressive, you know?
I don't know. I think their song is like very. Oh, but then
I got to do a compliment sandwich today. But then they're pretty. They're pretty. I mean, they're good looking, but they're not like Gochu Alex said. They're not stars, though. Yeah.
Sorry, all Gochu. Right, we'll wait a couple of years and see.
See
where
what?
You two stand. I forgot what I was gonna say.
Wow, way to go, Gochu Chad.
Yeah, good job, Gochu Chad.
Thank you. Okay.
You're in the episode.
Oh, they're like very much in line with like the songs that YG will give to like the girl groups.
Yeah.
You know, like 21, Blackpink. You know, like they have that like strong beats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think if Blackpink took this song, the exact same song, do you think it would have been better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would have liked it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I don't like it when there are too many people. I feel like an old person, but it gets confusing.
I'm fine with the number of people. Like, I actually can tell the difference between all of them. And I have a bias too already.
Oh! Bias time.
Yeah, my bias is Ruka.
That's my bias too.
No! Uh-huh. You can't have the same bias.
Oh, that's my bias.
I already said mine, so you gotta choose someone else.
No, I had it written down. I'm sorry. I can't change it.
Okay.
Maybe it could be Ion when she comes out.
Actually, Ion is my second pick.
That's my second pick,
not,
too.
She's not even in the music video.
She's my second pick, too.
Oh, no. Okay, well, anyways, Ruka is one of the rappers in there. And so I thought she was pretty cool. And then I kind of saw a bit of swag that Gochu Chad was saying he was missing in her. And
yeah,
that's why
I liked her. Same reason. Same reason.
It's okay.
One. The other two, you guys have a bias?
No.
Gochu Mike, you want to pick Ruka? She's the oldest?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, that's safe.
Okay. Well, I'm interested.
I think Asa's pretty. Is that her name?
Asa? Oh, yeah.
I think she's the other rapper.
Yeah,
it's weird. I think both of the Japanese members are the rappers.
I always think this is interesting, but a lot of times, like, especially for girl groups, I think foreigners tend to be the main rappers. Yeah, I just thought that was always very interesting because they rap in Korean too.
I think Asa's rap was a lot better. At least the part that she had.
Did she have the mirror part?
She had like the really fast part.
Oh, that's the first part. That's the first half. Yeah. Okay, the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that. Yeah, her part is cooler, but okay, all right.
And you pick Asa then.
No, you pick Asa then.
I picked Asa.
Oh yeah, you can't. And then there you go. Well, we just have to wait, Gochu Alex, for the next song, and maybe the other girl will be in that music video, and then we'll see.
No, I'm not gonna watch any more of their music videos.
Oh wow!
What? You're boycotting them now.
Oh, okay. The thing about like liking a group is that you have to like all the members
at the beginning.
Like, up to a certain point, you have to at least like everybody in the group. But I don't like everybody in the group.
That's true. That's a good point, actually. Yeah, because that's how I feel like about with Blackpink. Like, even though I have a strong bias, I still like all the members.
Yeah, I still like all the members like Blackpink. I like
what?
But, like in this group. Yes, I know I rip on, you know, what's her face, but I like her. Anyways, like in this group, I think there's like two or three girls who like, who every time they come up on the music video, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
I'm not, I don't think you should be here.
Yeah, that's what I felt too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't want to be mean.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So yeah, this group consists of Ruka, Farita, Asa, Ayon, Rami, Rora, and Chiquita. Doesn't have the same feel as, you know, Jungkook, V, Suga, Jimin, RM, J-Hope, and Jin. You know what I mean? Or yeah, even
names are.
Or even Minji, Honey, Danielle, Haerin, Haeyun. It's not the same.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. All right, I'm going to give a quick score and then we'll end this one.
Oh, well, this is cool. So the song Better Up was written by like somebody named Jared Lee, I don't know. But apparently like Asa also like contributed, but also the Angmyu Itanyeok contributed to the music.
Mm. Yeah, remember we said he picked them out.
Yeah, he discovered them.
Yeah. Oh. He helped discover, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I trust his picks.
Okay, so you like him a little better now.
Sure.
Okay. All right, so yeah, quick score. What do you got to do out of four go-tos? How spicy are they?
To me they're like two right now.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I don't
really have like too strong of feelings towards them.
Mm-hmm. Like if they fail completely and they disbanded, like you don't hear from them again next year, that you're fine with that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna miss them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like even if like because they disband, YG fall apart and like there's no more groups coming out of YG, I'm fine with that.
Gee, you're going a little further.
What?
Yeah, I'm fine with that too. Because actually,
nothing personal.
Like when you listen to this song and look at their music videos, like. It's like young people doing old generations style. I got that feeling very strongly. You know, I was like, damn, like this Blackpink should have done this early on or something. It's like, it just felt off. But yeah, I'm going to give them a 2-2 right now. It's just they're good. They're okay. You know, I'm not going to.
Okay. I'm gonna jump in and also say a 2.
Okay.
Because yeah, they can go either way. For now, I guess I'm kind of leaning 2 under. And because like when I first watched the music video, I thought, okay, it's like the next big group coming out of YG. They're going to wow us.
Yeah.
But I wasn't even like close to being wowed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same. Yeah.
And I was disappointed, and like disappointment is not a good feeling to have when you're watching a new, you know, K-pop group, their first music video.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should give them lower, but.
And also weird that they chose the debut without their full member group.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Like, apparently like, Ayeon is like the star, you know? She's like the number one, so... And she's not even in it, so...
I feel like... when I was going back talking about how none of the members remind me of Blackpink members, I feel like if there is a member who could do that, it would be Ayeon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like that too.
But I don't even know anything about her, but I feel like that would be the case.
Yeah. Okay, go to Mike.
Like 1.75.
Okay, that's fair, Yeah,
it's just...
Yeah, it's not the same anymore. But then also, like, the first time I saw Blackpink when they debuted, like, I was a lot younger, too. So maybe that was, like, it was easier for me to be, like, all in when I saw their first few music videos. I don't know. Maybe it could be different that way, too. Their age difference of my age difference, you know. Okay. All right, well, all right, Spice Gang, thanks for listening to this mini pepper. Follow us everywhere on social media for this at this @GoChang Gang on Instagram @GoChang_Gang. And let us know what you think about Baby Monster with hashtags.
Just a few. Hashtag little sis you don't want. Hashtag 6 or 7. Uh-huh. Hashtag Baby Monster in your area.
Oh.
No. I don't know about that. Blackpink in your area.
Ugh.
No, dude, that's the thing. They're trying to copy.
There'd be like Monsters of the World or something like that. Some shit like that. Okay, all right. Better bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, spicy.